Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Can't make the right decisions? Is your relationship on the rocks? Is your job dragging you down? Not sure what your purpose is? Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? Each week, you'll discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. This hit call-in show will feature the best of the best in professional coaching, leaving no stone unturned. Get ready to get clear about what you want, learn what you need to learn, and take transformative action to bring your dreams to life. Now, here is your host, Karen Florence.
Good morning, everyone. This is Karen Florence. We're on Purpose with Karen Florence. Today is our very first premiere show. We're excited about that. And let me just say right off the bat that we're going to be going on a learning curve together. This is my very first time to be on the radio, being a host of a show. So it's going to be how it's going to be, and I'm just going to relax and have fun with it. I first want to just talk a little bit about what coaching is. Our show is really going to be about coaching. So I want to be explaining the purpose of our show, which is to really bring coaching more into the mainstream of people's psyches. We hear a lot about therapy and all different types of methodology to help us overcome our problems and our issues. And coaching is a relatively new method. Even though it's been around for many years, not everyone knows what coaching is. And the purpose of this show really is to talk about coaching, explain coaching, the different types of coaching. So that's really going to be the format of our show today, is really to get into what coaching is. And we're going to go from there. So what is coaching? Coaching is a partnership between the coach and the client. And it is a discovery about what the client wants and who the client is. I just want to take a moment and say a little bit about me so that you can understand how coaching has really affected my life. I am a full-time international transformational coach, and I started my coaching practice called Tabula Rasa Coaching about 6 years ago. And of course, all of that came about through coaching. Before I reinvented myself and became a coach, I spent 20 years in the furniture and accessory business. I was an on-the-road sales rep, and I sold to the trade, did trade shows, really enjoyed that. I loved being out with people, but at one point, some voice started coming into my head saying I should be doing something different. And unlike most of the times, I decided to listen to that voice, and through some really unusual serendipity, I enrolled in a program called CFT, which is Coaching for Transformation in New York City, through the Open Center. And that program, of course, 6 years, 7 years later, is still going strong, and I highly recommend you take a look at them. Through that program, I became a coach. As soon as I graduated from CFT, I took some more courses and became a career coach. And then I took some courses, became an organizational coach, and then more courses, and I became a spirituality coach. So as you can see, coaching covers a whole wide range of methodologies and subjects, and I intend to continue growing in my coaching practice and adding new methodologies as we go along. So when I became a coach, we had in our class, we had a guest coach who came in and talked about marketing. And her name was Gretchen Sutherland. And during the time that she was explaining to us how we should market ourselves, she made the mention that when she's on vacation, she still continues to coach, but she coaches from the beach. And a light bulb went on in my head in that very moment. And I thought, wow, I'm going to be an international coach, and I'm going to coach all around the world. And, you know, so often that happens to all of us. We hear something piques our interest, that light bulb goes on, and we think about how cool that would be, how great that would be. Wouldn't that be wonderful if we were actually able to accomplish that? But over the next day, 2 days, 3 days, a week, that little voice in our head starts talking us out of that. Well, I was determined I was going to be an international coach, and I joked about it all through coaching school. But by the time we graduated, I was actually well on my way to becoming an international coach. So I always tease, be careful what you wish for. You might actually get it. I think that's a good thing. Wish for the thing you really want, because you will actually really get it. So let me tell you what my life is like now. I used to be getting in my car at 4 o'clock in the morning and driving from Virginia to Maine on the road selling. Now I live half of the year in the United States and half of the year in Italy. I'm going to make that even worse. When I'm in Italy, I live in a 400-year-old villa in Tuscany. We sweetly call that villa San Giu, and I call it my beloved San Giu. And very shortly, I'm going to be going there, and we are going to actually be broadcasting the show from San Giu in Tuscany. And I'll be there for a couple of months, and then there's some other places I'm going to be going. But wherever I go, we're going to be broadcasting the show from that location. I designed my life to be the way that I wanted it to be, and I designed it that way through coaching. So as you can see, coaching is a really, really great method of helping you get what you want, lay down the structure to get what you want. But most importantly, it helps you decide. And I want to talk a little bit about that word decide, because until we decide what we want, we can have nothing. We can do nothing. We can achieve nothing. We need to decide. And that usually is the problem for most of us. When I start working with a client, one of the in the beginning, when I ask questions, the answer I get most often is, I don't know. And I'm sure that all of you have the same problem going on in your lives as well. What do you want to do? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Well, coaching helps you really decide what it is that you want. It helps you pull apart your life, helps you really look at yourself, at your life, at what you're doing, so you can decide what you really want. One of my instructors at CFT was Virginia Kellogg, and I love to emulate Virginia. She just is an absolutely marvelous teacher and a fabulous, fabulous coach. But she used to say to us in class that our wanters have gotten broken. And I'm going to spell that for you so you know exactly what that word is. W-A-N-T-E-R, wanter. When we're children, our wanters work perfectly. We know what we want. We have great dreams and aspirations. We're going to achieve these wonderful things. We're going to live where we want to live. And it doesn't occur to us that we can't have those things. We want them, and that's all there is to it. But as we start to get older, have to starts to creep in. We have to go to school. We have to get our degree. We have to get jobs. We get married. Now we have to take care of our children. We have to take care of our mortgage. And life turns instead of into want to, it turns into have to. And our wanters get broken, or they certainly get out of practice. Coaching helps you fix your wanter. It helps you reactivate that wanter. It helps you realize and go back and get back that wanter, those hopes, those dreams that you had for your life. So I think that coaching is probably one of the most influential things that has happened to me in my life. It certainly has taken me on a wonderful, wonderful journey over these past 6 or 7 years. The difference between my life now and my life before I enrolled in the coaching program and became a coach is drastically different. And that is what I wish for all of you. Those of you who are out there thinking, I wish my life were different and I don't know how to get it. I want to invite you to start listening to our show every week. Go to our website, and on our website, you will see our team of coaches. I have a really, really full, wonderful international group of coaches on our website. They all do a little bit something different, so there's someone on the website there for everyone. They are really wonderful coaches, colleagues, and friends of mine. So these are people that I've known for a good amount of time, and I feel really, really good about being with them. So we need to go to a break. Again, I want to welcome you to On Purpose with Karen Florence. We are on every Thursday at 10 a.m. Central, no, 10 a.m. Eastern, and 7 a.m. Pacific. So I believe that we're ready to go to a break. Here we are with our learning curve. I'm waiting for the cue from the station, and they're going to take us to a break. In the meantime, let me just say that when we come back from break, we're going to be talking to Vladimir Gerasichev, but he's going to give us a lesson on how to actually say his name. He was just voted the number one executive coach in Russia, and he is our main sponsor of the show. So I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, we're back from our break. This is On Purpose with Karen Florence. I'm your host, Karen Florence. And I would like right now to introduce our guest. And first thing I want to do before I introduce our guest is thank our guest. This is Vladimir Gerasichev. I'm hoping I'm saying it right. I've been practicing and I'm sure I messed it up, and we'll get him to give us a little lesson on how to say his name. Vladimir is the number one executive coach in Russia. He and I became acquainted with each other through one of my clients, Max Tucker. Hey, Max, I'm sure you're out there listening, and I appreciate the introduction to Vladimir. Vladimir is our number one sponsor of our show, so we owe a great deal of gratitude for him. So with no further ado, Vladimir, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Karen. Thank you very much for the introduction, and I think you did really good with the last name. I think you're the first American who spelled it so good.
Good, I'm glad. So where are you sitting right now?
I'm sitting in St. Petersburg. Actually, I live in Moscow in Russia, but I just did the training today because it's a huge time difference here. So we have an 8 hours difference, and it's like 20 minutes past 6 p.m. here. And mm-hmm. I know it's strange to say good morning to everybody when it's 6:20 p.m., but that's what I'm doing, saying good morning to everybody. And St. Pete is actually one of the most beautiful cities in Russia, definitely, and probably in the world. So I'm really excited to be here and to talk to you, you know, over the phone. And the technology is really great. I mean, I can sit here and people are listening to me all over the States.
I know, and I love that too. I have to say that my coaching practice is entirely via Skype, and I actually just recently was involved in a study with a UK university that was studying virtual coaches and therapists. So this technology is fantastic. It allows us to connect wherever we are in the world. I think it's fantastic. So Vladimir, tell us a little bit about your background, about your coaching practice, what it is that you do, because I know you have two really big things going on.
I'm a coach and also a trainer. I have two companies here in Moscow. One of them is called Business Relations, and that's actually the company that is sponsoring the show. And we're doing trainings and coaching for the companies, and it's business relations. So it's we're doing the attitude trainings, and we coach people or train people or teams to be more effective in achieving the goals. And, you know, we have clients all over the world, so, you know. The second one is it's called Open Forum, and it's about doing actually the same thing but with the personal training. So it's, you know, all the people who want to be in the training and open up something for themselves, something new, they go to the open training. That's how we call it. And I got another thing started right now, and it's called Keep Your Word. And that's actually the main reason why we are talking right now. And the Keep Your Word project that I'm leading right now is part of our philosophy and the technology that we use. So probably today we'll be mostly speaking about Keep Your Word, not as much as about me as a trainer or a coach.
Great. So I'm very excited about Keep Your Word because, you know, you're going to explain a little bit about, or in fact, a lot about your program. But I also want to say to our viewers out there who really are not familiar with coaching, that at the end of most coaching sessions, your coach will say to you, what will you do and how will I know? In other words, we've worked this hour and you figured out what it is you want, what you want to do, what you want to achieve. And the coach wants to know what you're going to do, because accountability is a very important part of coaching. So what will you do and how will I know? So Vladimir has a really wonderful program called Keep Your Word that really is very much that. So Vladimir, explain it to us.
Well, you know, I've been doing this work or job for about 20 years now. You know, when I just realized the number, I mean, 20 years, that's a lot. And it all started in the beginning of the 90s when, you know, what we called the Iron Curtain fell down, and, you know, lots of people from States and from all over the world came to Russia, and we began to learn something new. So I did a few trainings at that time, and, you know, it was really so shocking to me, because in a very short period of time in coaching and training, I got to realize so many things about myself, about my priorities, about my life. And, you know, I don't even know where would I be in my life if I wouldn't do those programs. But at the end, as you said, of every program, there was a question. Okay, you realize something. Okay, now you understand something. Now you know something about yourself, about your habits, about your priorities. What are you going to do next? And there, you know, every time I just came up with a promise. And when I gave a promise, I kept my word. So actually, finally, I had a television show here in Russia in last year, and I'm going to do it once again next month. It's called Keep Your Word. And actually, what people were doing, it was always live on the air. except it's in Russian, so it's a little bit easier for me to, you know, talk in Russian. But people will would gather around and talk about the things that they wanted to do. Like some of them wanted to quit smoking. I'm sure that most, a lot of the, you know, listeners right now are thinking of, you know, I could have done something. I could have do this or that. But we're thinking, well, I'm not motivated. I don't know how to do it. You know, I need to talk to somebody. I'll do it next morning. I'll do it next Monday. And so people were gathering in the studio, and they were making specific promises. First of all, there was an honest conversation about what is that they really wanted to do. And finally, you know, they came up with certain promises, like every one of them gave several promises for the next month and then specifically broke it into weeks. And so every week, every Sunday, we get together and live during 1.5-hour TV show. We're talking about how things are going on. And people were bringing videos and, you know, like interviews from their neighbors and friends and relatives, talking about how crazy those people are, you know, just doing something and nobody's realizing why are they doing it. And so the actually only reason was because they were keeping their word. And so I use it as a technique or technology that actually brought me an idea of creating a website and an Apple app, actually, which is available right now, and it's absolutely free that you can download right now and make your own promises. So if you're thinking about something, quit smoking, you know, limit alcohol, for example, begin to lose weight or begin to learn in a language, I was about to say English, not in this case, and, you know, something else. So instead of just thinking about it, you can do a promise. So you can go to the website or app, actually, right now, it's only app that is available in English, and you can just download your friends from Facebook or whatever. I think in English it will be only from Facebook so far. And then you can make a specific promise to somebody that I will do this and that in specific amount of time, and then you will be able to keep your word. So, you know, mostly people are using social network, you know, to communicate. Sometimes they make a picture of breakfast or something they had this morning. And it's usually not too much of a promise inside those communications. So this is actually a social network that can be really powerful to help you in achieving something new for yourself and for people around. So I have, for example, a friend, actually, she became a friend, who last year gave a promise that she will swim 4 miles, and it's a gulf that is called Bosphor. It's between the Europe and Asia in Istanbul. And she didn't even know how to swim a year ago. And so she made this crazy promise. So now she is swimming very good, and in a month, she's really going to swim. And before that, she was, you know, she was sitting home with two kids. She didn't even have a job because her husband was working. So she made a declaration, and that changed her life for the past year totally. I mean, she's pretty excited about that. She got into a group, a big, huge group, actually, of people who are doing the same thing that she's doing. And there are like 140 people who are coming from Moscow, from Russia, to Istanbul in June. I think it's the 7th of June, who are going to do this swim. So I'm talking about things like that. And the project can be very useful for you, not only, you know, to hear or watch other people doing something, like sometimes, you know, people were sitting in a television in Russia in front of the television and listening or watching those people doing something. But then in a while, people began to make more promises and to do something them on their own, themselves. So this is pretty exciting to me.
You know, so you talked about a really big project, the learning how to swim and being part of that group, and that is fantastic. That's a huge change. But oftentimes people have little habits. And so I want to take smoking for an example. That is a big problem. It's hard to quit smoking. Yep. But you can, by using this app, you can agree to or can promise to, I'm not going to smoke for 24 hours.
Well, you know, Karen, in my career, I had lots of people, you know, who had those habits of smoking, alcohol drinking, even drugs, who, you know, handled this habit only because they made promises and they made small steps. You know, people usually don't do something for themselves. Like, you know, there's an inner conversation that everybody's having with himself. Like, well, it's not too bad if I'm going to, you know, smoke another cigarette or whatever. I know that it's bad. It's bad for my health, but I'm going to do it anyway. And when people are making promises, and what I suggest is making very small promises at a time. Like, for example, I'm not smoking only one day or 24 hours.
Okay, so Vladimir, we're coming up on a break. So what I want you to do when we come back, I want you to give the information to our listeners how to download the app so they can go do it while we're actually talking. So we are going to be right back in just a few minutes. You're listening to On Purpose with Karen Florence.
Looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back to On Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence. I would like to mention that we're going to be giving away a free coaching session at the end of the show today. We do have a call-in number. I'm going to give that to you now. It is 800-930-2819. So when I give you the high sign, you can call in, and the first caller is going to get that free coaching session. I also want you to be listening to information about how to contact us. We'll be giving more of information about that at the end of the show. So, Vladimir, we were talking about small steps and how Keep Your Word can help you facilitate taking those small steps in the beginning.
I just thought, Karen, while we are talking, you know, some of our listeners can go to the website keepyourword.com and find the information there. Unfortunately, it was working until today's morning in Russian, and we're working right now on the English version. And we're
It is up. So if our listeners want to go to www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com,
they can download right now the app from the App Store, or there is a possibility to download the app exactly from the website. So you can do it right now. It's absolutely free. It's called, once again, Keep Your Word, either the app, Keep Your Word, and you will see there a green hand with a hammer and somebody keeping something strong. And you can download it right now, and you can begin to, you know, make small promises and keep your word. So, you know, we just wanted to create a powerful tool, very simple, very, you know, specific, and the most, you know, we did it like not a long time ago, but we have lots of graduates who are, who did our trainings, who did our coaching programs, and they use it a lot. They use it like for several months. It was in Russian. Now it's in English, and we're working on Android version, and we're working on the website that will be working in English pretty soon. We'll do it in the summer.
Great. The station is just letting me know we have a caller already. His name is Vittorio Balbi, calling in from Italy. So already we're an international show. So if they can connect us, that will be fantastic. And here's our learning curve, because I'm not sure how they do this.
Well, normally you would just say, Vittorio, let's go to you. But since I'm back at the studio, I will say, Vittorio, you're on the air.
Okay. Vittorio, you're on the air.
Yes, I am. Good morning, Vittorio.
Hello. Good morning. What is your question, Vittorio?
I wanted to put a question to Vladimir.
Yes.
After your latest project, Brilliant Outcomes, Vladimir, what is the most significant piece of news you have learned about yourself?
Karen, I'm sorry, I'm having
I think what we need to do is have
Can you repeat the question? That would be great.
Yeah.
After your latest project, Brilliant Outcomes, what is the most significant piece of news you have learned about yourself, Vladimir?
What did I learn? The most significant piece of, you know, probably if somebody would ask me what did I learn during all those years, I would say two things. First is acceptance. When you accept something, you do not resist, and you can create something new. So acceptance is a very huge thing for me. And the second one is choice. Or Karen was saying in the beginning, decision. I think we're talking about the same things. When you accept something and you don't want to resist, you don't want to change yourself, you don't want to change somebody, your husband or somebody, but you have a possibility at that point to create or to start creating something new. So probably those two things would be the most important things that I've learned through years doing this job.
Okay, great. Vittorio, thank you very much for calling in, and all the way from Italy. I love that.
Yeah, that was great.
It was great, exactly. I want to ask you a question, Vladimir, about taking small steps in keeping your word. Because, you know, it's great to make really big choices. You know, I made that really big choice one day that I was going to go live in Italy. And I never left the country. I decided, and 6 weeks later, I was on a 3-month journey by myself to live in Italy. And love it, do it every year now. But that was a really big decision. And I know many of our viewers have things that they will have in their everyday life that they need to start dealing with. So let's talk about how you start making those small decisions and do things on a smaller scale.
But you know what? The good thing is about making small steps. Actually, there are several good news. First, they're easy. You know, you don't have to risk a lot and, you know, make a huge decision. All of us probably in our lives made some huge decisions, and we know how to do it. But when you make small steps, like, for example, if you're sitting right now, just take a pen, take a pencil, and write down several things that you want. So one thing is, well, one thing actually won't get you anywhere, because one thing is only a thought that you put down on the paper, but that's a good start. So if you will write down few things that you really want, maybe not really, but you want to do something, and make them really, you know, small and easy. Like, for example, I'm not smoking until tomorrow morning. I will not drink this amount of alcohol, or I will drink this small amount of alcohol, or I will not eat after, like, I don't know, 8 p.m., or something else. So if you will write down several things, and you will choose or pick only one of them right now, and you will make only one promise, if you go to the app, you download the app, and you make first small promise, then the whole idea is that after you keep your word, it gives you, you know, it gives you joy, it gives you satisfaction, it gives you the understanding that, you know, you did it, and that's the whole point. And then making those small steps one at a time, you will be more confident, you will be more joyous, you will be more resultive in your life, and then you can, you know, make something big or even huge happen.
But
Yeah.
Talk about the importance of actually making the promise, because, you know, we all do this. We say things to ourselves and to our family, our friends all the time. I want to do this. I want to do that. I don't want to do this anymore. But we don't ever act on it. What is the importance of making the promise?
You know, there are lots of things I can say about that, but I will mention, you know, we don't have much time, a few very important things. First is that by thinking something and keeping it to yourself, or just communicating about it as I want it, or I love to do it, or it won't be bad if I will do it, it won't get you anywhere, because by making a promise, you switch to a totally different game. So, you know, sometimes people think, well, if it will be comfortable, well, if I'll, you know, feel like it, or, you know, I'll want it, you know, more enough, you know, to do it. But when you declare it, when you say it out loud, you switch to a totally different game of keeping your word. So, first, either it's a game that I will do it if it will be comfortable. The other game is, first I declare it, and when you declare it, you create a possibility to keep your word. So it's a totally different game. Well, everybody knows this famous declaration. I always use it in a training, even though it's not Russian, when Kennedy declared that, you know, we're going to the moon and back. And, you know, there was no evidence that America is going to do it, but they did it. So you switch to a different game, and sometimes you enroll in this game lots of other people that are not in the game before this declaration is made. If you are keeping it to yourself, then you can negotiate with yourself pretty easy. And, you know, you can tell to yourself why you are not going to do it. So switching to a promise, you are in a game of people who are watching you. So there's another thing you should know, that people are creating relationship with you only or mostly based on how you keep your word or you don't keep your word. Even if, you know, this is something that we're not saying out loud, but, you know, we are saying lots of things, but when we are not following those things in our action, people tend to, you know, create a kind of conversation about you. So if you keep your word, there's one kind of conversation. People respect you. People know they want to be around you. People know that you are dependable and so on. If you don't keep your word, but the only way to keep your word is to make a promise first, then, you know, people, even if they don't say it out loud, they have another conversation about you. So if you want to start to create new relationship, if you want to be more successful, if you want to achieve more results, just make a promise, make it out loud, declare it in a, you know, website, declare it out loud just to your friend, make a phone call, but make a declaration, switch to a new game, And then, and only then, you will have a possibility to keep your word.
Okay, great. Okay, so we're just about coming up on a break again. I want to just let all of our listeners out there know that we are giving away one free coaching session at the end of the show, and you can call in now to be the first caller. 800-930-2819 is our call-in number. Anyone who wants information about On Purpose with Karen Florence, Tabula Rasa Coaching, which is the mother of this show, anything about Vladimir can go to our website, www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. All of the information is there, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
People say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Okay, we're back on Purpose with Karen Florence. This is your host, Karen Florence, broadcasting, by the way, from the Transformational Talk Radio. I probably should have mentioned at the beginning of the show, I do have a few people that I want to thank about for helping me get the show up and running. I always say that one of the things that we're trying something new, learning something new, we don't know what we don't know about what we're about to do. And I did not know what I did not know about radio, but I am learning now. Someone said to me, oh, you're only on 1 hour a week? Yes, with 50 hours of work wrapped around that 1 hour of week, which of course wasn't all done by me. So I just want to take a moment to thank the people who really helped me get this up. And of course, I'm going to start with Dr. Pat and her team, Linda Firing and Kim Hunt. Without Dr. Pat, we would not be here. Their production or marketing people found me, offered me the opportunity, actually last July while I was sitting in Italy. And one thing led to another. I keep saying that the show had legs of its own, and I was going to have to come along whether I liked it or not, because it just kept on moving and growing, and here we are today. So, Dr. Pat, thank you so much for that. Linda and Kim, thank you so much for all the training. Chris, you as well, thank you for all the training. Of course, I could not, I would be remiss if I did not mention my good friend and colleague, Howard Kaplan of MHK Marketing Services. He's one of the sponsors of our show. You can find his information on our homepage. He has kind of helped me, held my hand, helped me work things out, get brochures together, did a lot of brainstorming. So, Howard, I know you're out there listening. Thank you so much. Brian Collins, of course, helped me with my logo and some and my colors and all of that sort of thing, put structure down for our website. And Martha Stradienko, thank you, thank you, thank you, because she really brought the website together and made it what it is today and made changes on it even this morning with me. So, Martha, thank you. And, of course, I want to thank my own coach, because coaches, just like therapists, need to have coaches. And I have had the same coach literally since I graduated from coaching school. And Wendy Pont from Clear Life Coaching is my coach. I love her dearly. And she has been with me from the very beginning when I said, oh, my God, they called me about doing a radio show. So, Wendy, I know you're also out there looking. Thank you for all the support, for the brainstorming, for helping me pull things apart, get my whole thought process together about what I wanted this show to be and how I was going to do it. Our music is by David Schomer, my dear, dear, dear friend David, who is the owner of Organics Records, and he also is a sponsor of our show. He, you can go onto the homepage and click on him. He is an amazing record producer, writer. He wrote the music that is being played behind my commercials and will soon be on all of my shows. So, David, I know you're out there listening too. Thank you so much. And, of course, Vladimir. Thank you so much for being the sponsor of our show. We would not be on the air without you. And I am looking forward to this very long partnership that we have going. Vladimir will be on the show one time a month for the next 6 months. And so we'll be hearing a lot about him. He'll be coming in every probably even more than that. You can be looking for changes and upcoming events that Vladimir's having on our website as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone. And so now, Vladimir, we're going to get back to you and talk
Karen,
a little bit more about...
I just wanted to say a few things, and I really want to appreciate and thank you for this invitation and for what you're doing. Because, you know, your energy and your, I don't know, just some kind of a feeling that you have, you know, you trust in things and, you know, you trust in what you do. And it really inspires. It inspired me. And inspired lots of things here, lots of people here in Moscow who, you know, sometimes don't even know you, but I'm talking about you, and they say, well, she's great, say hi to her. So really, thank you very much from me and from the whole, from the team that I have for having me here and for doing this show, and I wish you all the best, and, you know, I'm sure that during next month, you know, you will have a great possibility to share your energy and emotions and, you know, with lots of people. So I think it's really great. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, and thank you for that. You know, one thing I want to mention about Vladimir is Vladimir spent several years in the United States. Vladimir, tell us about when that was, how that came
well,
to be.
It was when I was a kid. I used to live in States because my dad used to work there for the Russian television and radio. So, you know, my father actually was all his life on Russian radio. He was the one, you know, who, when I was a kid, I thought I would never be on the radio, because I do remember him when I was young sitting on the telephone and, you know, making interviews or giving some news, like I'm doing now for Russia, but he was doing it from New York to Moscow. Now I'm doing the same thing. And actually, to tell you the truth, I was really, well, not scared, but not sure about my English, because I never learned English except for, you know, watching movies and talking to people in New York, but it was a very long time ago. So, yeah.
Well, your English is fantastic. And I want to say that you and I spoke on via Skype several times, and then we met in New York because you now are living part-time in the United States, correct?
Yeah. My kids went to school near New York in Hamptons, and, you know, there are lots of things going on, and I'm looking forward to spend more time in the States. But, you know, I still have business here running, so, you know, I got lots of things here. All my life was here for a very long time. So now I'm learning how to be here and spend some time there in the States.
Yeah. I have to say one of the most endearing things that you said to me when we were together in New York is, for those of you who don't know, if you think New York City traffic is horrendous, Moscow traffic is 10 times worse than that. And Vladimir said, yeah, you said to me, one of the best things is the joy I feel just driving my kids to school in the morning. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, that's one of the best things because, you know, there's no traffic there. Well, it is a little bit in the summertime, but, you know, when I'm driving it's free and I'm just, you know, sitting there with a silly smile on my face and I just realize that I'm just joyous. I feel happy because I'm doing, you know, what I really want to do. But that's all about, you know, coaching and making your life more joyous and achieve more in your life. That's why, you know, we do what we do right now, talking to people.
Yeah. So listen, I want you to give, tell us again how to download the app. We've got 2 minutes left. Tell us, go ahead.
Once again, you can download the app. Just go to App Store from your iPhone and find Keep Your Word. There's a green hammer a symbol there. Or you can just go to the website, keepyourword.com. Maybe it's easier for people. Once again, I'll tell you that we are working on the Android app, and we're working on the website that will be working soon in the summer, in a few months. If you want to, you know, contact me or write down something, you can send an email, and it's support@keepyourword.com, but you can find this information on the website. And there is information on Karen's website, as you already know. So, you know, if you will be interested in communications or talking or whatever, I'm always open to that. And, Karen, once again, thank you very much for this possibility because I think if we're going to spread this idea here in Russia and in the United States, I think this is a huge possibility and in a very simple way for a lot of people to start doing something, achieving more by using this simple tool.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for being on our show as well. I would like to announce that we do have a winner of the free coaching session. Her name is Carrie Bard of Westerly, Rhode Island. Carrie, I hope I said your last name correctly. You'll be hearing from us shortly. So congratulations on your free session. Again, this is On Purpose with Karen Florence. And to get information about us, find out more about us, about Tabula Rasa Coaching and our coaching team, go to www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com. You will see our team that is there. It's an international team, really, really wonderful coaches. You'll also see the contact page. So be happy to either contact us directly at info@onpurposewithkarenflorence.com or just write out fill out the contact page and send it to us. We'll get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you all for listening. Vladimir, thank you so much for being on the show with us today. It was really wonderful speaking to you as always. So until next week, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific, have a great week. Thank
you. You've been listening to On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for another transformative hour of On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence to discover the path that will bring you the life you've dreamed of by answering your own questions with the help of certified coaches from around the globe. For more information about Karen and to download your copy of past shows, visit www.onpurposeradio.com or www.onpurposewithkarenflorence.com and live life on purpose.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.